all you tunes out there, and welcome back to another episode of History of Animation. So, today is kind of a sad topic. I had actually just finished the script for my Dragon Ball episode when the news broke that Akira Toriyama had passed. So, that's why I decided to release this episode now instead of my original plan, which was a few weeks from now. And I'm gonna have to change some of the wording in the script. Anyways, so for today's episode, we are talking about one of the biggest animes and manga series of all time, Dragon Ball. I just have such a hard time not adding a Z to the end of that. I was a pretty big fan of Dragon Ball Z, which is the sequel series to Dragon Ball. But hey, I'm getting ahead of myself. So the creator of Dragon Ball is Akira Toriyama. Toriyama was born on April 5th, 1955. He did a couple of mangas before Dragon Ball. The first was called Wonder Island. It was published in Weekly Shonen Jump in 1978. But wasn't that popular. His next series, Dr. Slump, was able to get a following. This series followed a professor and his robot daughter, and this series would also run in the Weekly Shonen Jump from 1980 to 1984. It was so popular that Toriyama got an award for Best Shonen or Shoujo Series in 1981. I've never seen it before, but Dr. Slump did get an anime adaptation that same year on Fuji TV. If anyone out there has seen it, let me know if you like it. Could be an interesting watch. Anyways, despite its popularity, Toriyama wanted to move on to a new series, so he approached his publisher about ending Dr. Slump. They agreed, but only if he started a new serial manga series shortly after. So he did. Okay, no, not really. It wasn't that simple. Toriyama had a string of unsuccessful one-shots. He really struggled to recreate the success he had. In fact, Dragon Ball, which started in 1984, also really struggled. It was originally an adventure series. In fact, it's loosely based off of The Journey to the West, which is a classic Chinese novel, but it just wasn't working. It wasn't until Toriyama started focusing on martial arts that the series began to gain success. One funny thing is that I found an article in Game Rant about the creation of Dragon Ball, and it says that the focus on martial arts started because of a comment Toriyama's wife made. According to them, it's strange to think that if Toriyama's wife hadn't decided to make a comment on her husband's love of martial arts movies when she brought the two men beverages, the world would have potentially never gotten Dragon Ball. This quote is referring to how Toriyama was having a meeting with his publisher at the time when his wife made the comment. And part of me wonders why he didn't think of that on his own. But sometimes it takes someone else pointing out stuff like that. That's why it's important to get other people's perspective when working on anything. The original Dragon Ball manga ended up running until 1995 in Weekly Shonen Jump, and then it got made into 42 individual manga books. It got its anime adaptation in 1986. This series lasted 153 episodes. Of course, this mainly focused on the character Goku when he was a child. I think when most people think of Dragon Ball, they think of the grown-up version of Goku that was first debuted in Dragon Ball Z. Dragon Ball Z would run from 1989 to 1996 and consisted of 291 episodes. If you grew up in the 90s and you liked anime, you probably watched it. In fact, this might have been your introduction into anime. This is also where they introduced classic characters like Vegeta and villains like Frieza and Cell. A fun thing that I noticed is in the censorship of Dragon Ball Z for Western audiences, which includes renaming some characters like Mr. Satan to Hercule. I remember when doing the Sailor Moon episode, I found out about some censorship that they did for that series, and they seemed to be afraid of kids watching the series figuring out that it was made in a different country. But in dubbing Dragon Ball and Dragon Ball Z, they didn't seem to care about that as much, but they did care about kids hearing the words Satan or hell. When characters died, they didn't go to hell, they simply went to another dimension. Of course, the series continued after Dragon Ball with Dragon Ball GT. This series was created with absolutely no involvement from Toriyama. Toei Animation used the same characters to create their own sequel series. It was in 1995 that he had decided that he wasn't really interested in working with Dragon Ball. Toriyama would return for the sequel series after that, named Dragon Ball Super. But it was more sharing some concepts and characters and stuff like that. Toriyama did go on to create character designs for video games, most famously with his work on Chrono Trigger and Dragon Quest. Of course, that was back in the 90s and 2000s. At this point in the script, I include that he seems to be in retirement and that I hope that he enjoys it because being a manga artist is really stressful, and, yeah, rest in peace. The Dragon Ball series has definitely become a franchise that's too big for one person. Now it has a whole host of artists continuing the story. So long as it continues to make money, I doubt Toei Animation will ever let it end. But hey, that's good for fans of the series. Well, I want to add a little bit in here just saying that I hope Akira Toriyama rests in peace. And that's it for now. Don't forget to like the episode and follow for more animation history.